Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You know what Megan Rapinoe is?
I know what. Oh, who she is?
Yeah,
I
mean, what she is. She's the Hillary Clinton of the sports world. She's unlikable. She's the Kamala Harris of the sports world.
Well,
she's unlikable.
Hillary, I don't think Kamala's unlikable.
Oh, she's unlikable.
She's lazy. She doesn't, she's lazy.
This kid's kicked it into the third deck. Yeah, I could have made that.
She's beloved until this by a certain population until she stuck around. I think she won three of these things, didn't she? Just won two of them. Well, they brought too many grandmas back. That was their problem. We probably have from age 19 to 25, what do you think?
Oh.
2 million, 3 million, 4 million
soccer
young
players.
Ladies playing soccer, and we still keep bringing out the same collection here.
Although the memes on Twitter after she missed the kick were fantastic. They'd show the ball going into the ocean.
One hit Biden, he fell down at West
hit
Point.
Him
Well, she's not very popular with a certain political bent, that's for sure. But here's the deal, Joe. They scored three goals against Vietnam.
Okay.
Vietnam, the storied women's soccer program
hated
in Vietnam, which
ended
up getting outscored 12-0 in the they had 10 shots in three games, and they got outscored 12-0. After that, our lady scored one goal, and now we're supposed to feel sorry for them because they got beat on a penalty kick that only went over the goal line by an inch or something. I'm sorry. I can't feel sorry for them. When you score
Costa
one goal in three games.
Rica.
One goal in three games.
No more Matt Dumba for the Wild.
How about him having to take that contract?
Going to Arizona.
A lousy $3.9 million?
Well,
he must have thought he was going to get 3 years, 25 or something, didn't he?
Yeah.
Nobody wanted him. I don't know. He must not have the good rep.
I don't know. League. For a while, I thought he was headed for the Hall of Fame. I no longer think that.
No. He was erratic. I don't know if
he had a 5-year, $30 million contract here. Mm-hmm. That's $6 million a year.
Yeah, he had to take. This is the only team that wanted him. Apparently,
now he's going to 3.9.
But he can be a free agent again next year. Maybe he wants to go down. We could bring him back.
Yeah.
Once we clear all that cap space.
Yeah,
there's not much cap space left.
Another year of
Suter,
year of us wanting to be mad at Parisi and Suter for saving the franchise. they were going to go in the complete outhouse, but now we're very upset with them because they took they actually probably could have gotten more money separately if they went other places, but we're mad at them anyway.
What else? Twins. Twins are hotter than a pistol, Pat.
They were for a weekend, that's for sure. This is not going to do Byron Buxton's image much good, the fact that he's not playing and playing better, right?
Who's he?
Yeah.
What is the latest injury?
This is a bad hamstring, but I got a hunch they're making this one up and just telling him to take
much like the Joe Ryan injury?
Joe's got a sore groin now.
Sure.
He, from... yanking his head backwards when the ball goes. They should have said he had a sore neck from going, but what the hell, he'll be okay. I recommended this a week before it occurred that they put him on the DL for have him skip a couple of starts and freshen up that arm because he's not throwing as well as he did. But that was a nice weekend. The highlight for some of us was the Joe Mauer ceremony.
That was Saturday.
Just because watching the kids in action. Mm-hmm. That was the two daughters, 10 years old, just delighted, but trying to restrain themselves, you know, not being emotional, and nice dresses that were the same, as twins have a tendency to do, but nothing ostentatious or anything. And every time he mentioned, and part of his speech was talking to the two kids in the car about this, the talking to the twins, and whoever wrote Joe's speech kind of said it on that, because Joe didn't write it. But anyway, but then they had the four-year-old boy, the kid brother, and you could see these two girls have to spend their whole life trying to calm him down and stop annoying them as they're doing what they're doing. But it worked out pretty good, and pretty good turnout of former players. No Radke. Somebody pointed that out.
And Rodney in town.
Rodney is the head of the Hall of Fame committee.
Yeah.
So
Joe touched on that, the fact that when he got the call, wasn't he driving the kids to school?
Allegedly, yes.
Okay.
It was whoever wrote the speech. That was he told the kids a lot. I don't know where they live in school. They might maybe they live in where they live, north suburbs or someplace.
No, I think they live out Sunfish Lakeway.
Sunfish Lakeway. Well, they must go to school in Monticello or something, because he told them a lot.
Long drives in the car.
But let me ask you something.
It was not a bad technique. It was for Joe's standards. It was pretty good.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Well, he got the call. Was this ever in suspense?
No. He's the first player to have his number retired and then wait 5 years. And he wanted to wait so his son could appreciate it. That's the legend was.
At four, I'm not sure the kid will remember it.
Yeah, especially with his attention span.
Yeah.
It's not. But I think the twins said, hey, we need somebody this year. We can't wait any longer. We got to put you in.
I do like that they had the one guy that struck him out in high school deliver three
kid.
That was pretty damn good.
I wrote a column about that kid about 10 years ago.
Yeah. That was pretty
Anoka,
cool.
I think. Was he from Anoka?
No, Elk River.
Elk River, yeah.
Elk River.
Yeah,
and he made a speech Saturday?
No.
He delivered the three baseballs for the kids.
Baseballs that the kids were then going
to That was
throw.
Pretty cool. Because I was listening to the speech. I was driving to a ball game, and I was listening to the speech on the radio. That
and
was
the
pretty
guy's
good.
About 5'9", and a little guy. And he was, I'd have to look up the column I wrote. I'm sure a bunch of guys have written about him. But, yeah, he struck out once. And I think he played his freshman year. I think they brought him onto the team about halfway through the season. So three and a half years
of varsity ball, yes. And he
was
struck
Dennis,
out once.
Was his coach the entire high school years?
Yeah, Dennis was his coach. Right. Yeah, Dennis was the man. So, and they showed some of his more athletic plays when he was a catcher and could still move.
Are you of the opinion he's a Hall of Fame player?
Yes, but it won't be immediate. It's going to take a while. I think he'll get in 3-4 years. Somebody's going to finally say, there have been 3 batting titles won by catchers in the history of the American League, and they're all by the same guy.
Essentially, it was a 13-year career.
Yeah, the catching part, there's no, you know, until he got banged up in 11, right? But the catching part, that, you know, slam dunk the 9 years, slept, you know, it just is, you know, then he goes to first base. He doesn't have any power. He's not going to change the swing that got him there, you know, which is left center field centric, baby. He's not going to suddenly become a pull hitter and hit a bunch of home runs. So it's going to take a while, but he'll make it, I think. I think the standards, I don't want to say the standards have been lowered, but we have wider open arms since Harold Baines got in than we.
The expectation,
had.
You're right, is going to be
Tony and Tony. Tony got in because Harold Baines got in. Jim Cott got in because Harold Baines got in. But Joe won't have to wait that long. Joe won't. Joe, 4 or 5 years, I think he'll make it. He'll need one of those years on the ballot when there's no obvious slam dunk. Like his first year out next year, Adrian Beltre will be a 90% or 85, 90% first-year ballot guy.
I have two baseball observations from the weekend.
I'm ready.
Is it Giancarlo?
Stanton?
Gian Stanton?
See him jogging home?
What was that?
I don't know.
Was he hurt?
No. No.
He was jogging home, and then he
stood
there.
Well, I'm fining him.
Yeah. Then he just got let the guy tag him.
I'm fining him $1 million.
Well, he's a big lug who can't run anyway, so he was probably going to be out anyway, right? He knew it, so.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that because he was jogging as he approached third base.
Oh,
he thought it was a he thought it was a gapper.
He
Cadillac'd as he was rounding third base.
Okay, I only saw the conclusion the last 50 feet or so.
Was Tim Anderson? I'm switching to the White Sox, Cleveland now.
He's a rowdy guy.
Was Tim Anderson the guy who didn't run out a hit in Minnesota just during that recent series with the White Sox?
Probably.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, I think it was Tim Anderson.
Yeah, he's a volatile fellow.
Well, he had a fight with Ramirez.
Yes.
What did he do wrong?
Ramirez slid in belly first.
Yeah, I saw that.
Stolen, and he stood over him.
Yeah.
And
you're not supposed to do that?
Well, I think he said something. I don't know what he did, but he stood over him, and Ramirez ripped him because I think the night another time, he said he loafed, he got on a Cleveland player, one of the younger Cleveland players, about something. And Ramirez got up and said, "Why don't you respect the game?" or something like that. And then that's when Tim went into his, threw his glove down, went into his fighting stance, and then Ramirez cold cocked.
Why don't we just let the best in the business describe the action?
Okay. Head first slide, safe, and in to score is Jimenez. And another hustle double, right over the bag at first. Now Hosey and Anderson square off. They're fighting, they're swinging. Down goes Anderson, down goes Anderson.
See the ref back, the ump back out of there real quick.
Ramirez went in with a head first slide. Hosey never gets upset about anything. They came up chewing. Anderson squared off. Hosey decked him.
With an open hand.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it looked like a fist.
I didn't see a closed fist.
I thought it
fist.
Was closed.
I thought
it was fist.
And then he was wobbly, leaving the field.
Yeah, well, Anderson. And then they had to, Anderson, they got him to the dugout, and then he tried to come back.
Yeah.
And Andrew Vaughn, who's a White Sox, big, strong guy, picked him up and carried him back into the dugout. So, because this is not Tim's macho image to get cold cocked by the other guy.
And it was fun, though. My baseball standards, that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
That was a brouhaha.
And then Cleveland absolutely hands the game to the White Sox in the ninth inning. I happened to turn over there and watch a little bit of it. And the third baseman threw away two straight balls when they were two outs in the ninth. Two outs in the ninth, 3-2 lead. The guy threw away, third baseman threw away two balls, and the first baseman couldn't scoop him. And
they have a calm outing yesterday?
The Whiteys won again. I know that.
Whiteys won again, 5-3. Yeah, that wasn't the day of the fight. That was yesterday that the White Sox gave the game away. Indians, the Guardians gave the game away.
Well, your club has a 5.5 game lead.
Is it 5.5?
I thought it was 4.5.
Whatever.
It's a good lead.
I'll tell you, maybe it was 4.5.
Yeah, it's 4.5. But they are now. Here's my theory. If they kind of
all right, play, 4.5.
If they play 500 for the rest of the month, they're going to be able to coast in September. They're going to be able to go to a 6-man pitching rotation. They're going to be able to use Johan about twice a week instead of 4 or 5 times a week. They're going to be able to freshen up those arms and end the 18-game losing streak in the postseason.
I think so.
By winning one. Although the trouble is, the first round now is only 2 out of 3.
Oh, that's right.
So you don't get a lot of chances.
No.
If you lose that first one, we're all going to be saying, that's 19 in a row you guys have lost.
I believe the White Sox did, before that game, issued the following statement that Tim Anderson, not in the lineup, manager's decision.
Manager's decision, yes. They're going to both get suspended. Five games, and then they'll both appeal, and then it'll be 3 days games.
Which Ramirez is that?
Jose.
Oh, yeah. Jose has
There's
finished.
There's many Ramirez's.
Jose, not any as good as this guy, though. He's all they got left, basically. Yeah. He's finished in the top four in the MVP for four straight years, which has not happened hardly at all in the history of baseball. He's a very good player. And he came up, he was this smallish guy. He's gotten a lot thicker. He was this smallish guy who was going to be a utility infielder for them, and now he's their one star. So,
you know, Joe made a baseball observation to the Garage Logic crew earlier today, Patrick. He was mesmerized by the umpire helmet cam watching the Freddie Freeman home run for Sunday Night Baseball last night.
I missed it.
It was great.
Really,
and Joe said, I don't think I could hit that.
I don't think I hit that. I couldn't even see it.
No. Wow. Hitting a baseball is hard. Hitting a baseball
is
hard.
Yes, it is, especially if who do you hit it off? Who's that one?
It was a lefty not hater for the Padres, and I don't remember who it was exactly.
How about the Padres? So the Los Angeles Angels, instead of trading Ohtani, go get a bunch of guys, and we're going to try to make
Here
a push.
Here we go.
They haven't won since.
We're 0-6 since the trading deadline.
Seattle trades that Seawald there. They're one of their good relievers.
Who gave up the home run to Wallner.
Gave up the home run to two of them. And they get rid of, what, 2-3 guys? They haven't lost since since they did nothing. They're back in the playoff situation. So they've been a flop all year until they did nothing, until they downgraded at the You know, we always want, they got to make some trades. But last year they made 3 trades and went in the tank. So, by the way, I saw that Fulmer pitch for the Cubs last night. He's throwing pretty good.
Really?
Why'd they give him away?
I don't know.
I mean, they could have gotten him for
How was Keuchel acquired?
Keuchel was a floating around. He was terrible last year. He was done.
He hasn't pitched since September of last year.
He was released. And he was floating around. He showed up at a couple of tryouts where the various teams came and watched him. And he looked around here, and I suppose he counted starting relievers or starting pitchers, and he saw they only had 4 or 5, so he thought maybe he had a chance here. Here's the stat of the day, though.
Mm-hmm.
Devin Smeltzer, crafty lefty, last July 15th, lefty, started, made his 12th start and his last start of the 2022 season. Yesterday, crafty lefty Dallas Keuchel started for the Twins. 180 straight games with right-handed starters.
Wow.
They had not had a left-handed starter.
Is that right?
Since July 15th of last year. Wow. No left-hander started, all right-handers. 180.
Wow.
180 straight games. So,
didn't we have that, what's his name, that Thorpe or something? Didn't he start a ball game in there? Didn't we have a Thorpe, that lefty? No.
If it was, it wasn't.
It wasn't before Smeltzer.
He might have started as an opener or something, but it was before Smeltzer.
Smeltzer, I learned this on the radio broadcast yesterday. He was the high school teammate of the Arizona starter yesterday. I did not know that.
Why would you know that?
Can you imagine that high school team? That must have been a pretty good ball club.
Mm-hmm. Smeltzy is in Miami.
Miami.
He got called up the other day. They tried to load up at the trading deadline. They haven't won a game either. They're terrible. So Louis still getting a hit or two, but nothing happens. They're not scoring any runs.
What else we got?
let's see. We badmouth the
that the Vikings play as soon as Thursday
night in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting Vikings fever?
I haven't sensed it anywhere.
Kirk Cousins will not play a play in the in the exhibition games. But here's the good news for Viking fans: they get 2 exhibition games as part of their season ticket package
this
year, so they can pay full price to see nobody play.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this is then they have two at home, right?
Yes. Because it's now that they've added the 17th game,
yes.
You either get to pay for two exhibition games or one regular season game.
That's 9 o'clock start Thursday. Mm-hmm. How many people around here will stay up? I bet a lot.
Don't check your two local newspapers for the final score, probably.
But those were the salad days of the Ventline shows, the exhibition games that would wind up at about 12:30 in the morning. When you get the people calling in, all fired up about Bethel Thompson and the like.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Did you watch any of the Wyndham Championship?
Very little. Once I saw Justin is going to probably
he
not
went
make
down
it.
Fighting. He played
went down
well
fighting.
Yesterday.
He had a nice putt on 18, and then he missed it. But I just
Lucas
watched
Lucas Glover. He won.
Yes, Mom might have not yelled at him when he got home.
You know, it's very interesting you said that. Yes. Waiting for him on 18.
It was Mom?
No. Looked like the parents, maybe, and then his two kids.
Oh, maybe.
But then
maybe
he had Mom on the phone. Here, kids, say hello to Mom. I don't know if Mom was there. I don't know. Obviously,
maybe
she wasn't
Mom,
there.
Maybe Mom gets too fired up and she shouldn't be at the... Because how did that story become public?
I don't know.
I guess it made the police blotter someplace.
Didn't she beat him up or something?
Well, she basically, they had to call the cops because she was screaming. I don't know if she'd beaten him up, but she went insane because he didn't make the cut or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, he won, and that puts him in the FedEx field, and Justin's out.
Yeah.
Glover had to lose yesterday in order for Justin to get in.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He had to lose first place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he didn't finish first, Justin would have been in.
I wonder if we're going to have complaints now about the 70 being too few. I saw some people. And that's good. Make you have a good season. Make you play fairly well to get in. Meanwhile, they were playing Greenbrier, the Live Boys, which is not a major league golf course. Yeah. It's a nice resort course. And Bryson shot 58. Did you see that?
I did, Pat. And the only other guy to shoot 58 was Furyk.
Yeah.
And Furyk
that
was asked,
on a real golf course.
Well, Furyk was asked about, what do you think now, man? He tied, Shambo tied your, he says, mine counted.
Way to go, Furyk. Yeah. And, but I watched like 10 minutes of it. They got all these goofy greens there.
I didn't even know it was on TV.
I watched 10 minutes of it, but they got like a pin sitting on top of a little hill.
Yeah.
Where if you have, you know, to try to make them, you know, so they don't get all nothing but birdies. So, yeah, it was good for Fury. I'm still a Live hater, so.
I was supposed to ask you, and I don't remember if you answered this during the show or not, but the 3M, that's going to be around for a while, right?
Yeah, the contract was, I think it was 8 or 10 years, so.
And this was year
five.
Two?
Five.
Oh, this
year
is the
five.
Fifth year already? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
We're hoping the one change they do next year is not making that number 16 into a par 3. I'm a par 4 by shortening it. It is a par 4 by shortening it 100 yards. 98 birdies, 3 bogeys, and 1 eagle on that once they made that change. What a bunch. Anyway, it was the 3M, the scores looked crazier this year than ever because the greens were soft and the wind didn't blow. So that's
Tell me
need.
This. So now they go to the St. Jude's in Memphis.
70 players.
Okay, 70.
Be 112 degrees there.
Okay, how many get trimmed?
Go to...
70 goes to what?
It's only a two-week deal, 30. There's 30? Only two of these events, yeah. And then 30 go to Atlanta. They still go to Eastlake, right? So the playoffs only last three tournaments counting the FedEx Cup in Eastlake for 30 people. So,
and I'm just noticing this, which astonishes me. Do you know at the Olympics in Paris, they're next year, right?
Yes.
There's an open water swimming event in the Seine.
Wow!
But they canceled it. They canceled a test run over the weekend because of heavy rains, and the water quality is below standards for safeguarding swimmers' health.
Well, then
what makes them think this sand's gonna be any cleaner next summer?
No, but you know, will it be any cleaner after the opening ceremonies, which are going to be on the river?
Really?
Yes, they're going to. All the athletes are going to come down in various watercraft.
I was on the Seine. I'm sure you've been on the Seine.
They're going to have 150,000 people lining.
The water wasn't clear in the Seine. No. I remember that.
You know, my wife and I were there. She's been there like three times, but I think I was there once overnight and then just once for a vacation. And we're flying back.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts looking through her purse and reaches in there and finds all these passes we had to various, including a river ride at night on the Seine.
Oh, that's romantic. When you got to do it, is
free,
at night.
Free admission to this and that. And we never looked and see what was it. We booked it through a travel agent. And we didn't see all the goodies that
we had. Free stuff.
We had
you paid for.
Free stuff that we didn't go on the Seine, but I would have gone on the Seine.
Oh, you
would have
liked the Seine.
And I know it was free.
Yeah.
You know, and Notre Dame. We paid to go into Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Although I will say, I made it about 12 steps and said, "Did you go there?
Mm-hmm.
Did you walk up the steps?"
Yeah.
I was full figured.
Are we thinking of two different churches?
Notre Dame.
Well,
you know, you're thinking of the one outside.
There's
up on
one
the
that,
hill.
Well, I went up that one.
Yeah, I walked up those steps. Yeah. It took me about an hour and a half, but I did.
Yeah. But you know what you did? You tacked.
Yeah.
You
got
to go to the right, and you got to go to the left.
But Notre Dame, the only way you go up is through this stairwell. Stairway that was built in 1280 or something. I got about 14 steps up there and turned around and said, "Folks, you're going to have to get out of the way. I am not going to make it. I'm going to get stuck here eventually." And they're going to have
this will become a bad situation.
They're going to have a hard time hauling my fat ass out of
this place. I'm stuck in the Church of Notre Dame.
Yes. What of before the fire took place.
Yeah. And they're rebuilding that according to the medieval way of doing it.
Really?
The wood roof and the whole deal.
You know, you go in there, and they got Charlemagne's coat. I'm not sure when Charlemagne was the leader, but it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
It was like 800 years ago.
Right.
So they got some old stuff
they
in
do.
There. And they do. It's amazing that they saved it. That was arson, wasn't it?
I believe so.
They
it was
were
a
trying,
dreadful situation.
Yeah, they were trying to burn that baby down, but... Anyway, are we still protesting in France, or do we give that
I
up?
I think that's calmed down a bit.
Calmed down a bit.
Yeah.
First of all...
They flare up at any time.
Who are we mad at?
The lazy SOBs don't want to work till they're 64. There's
right.
other problems, but they want to change the retirement age to 64. And these crazy, lazy French folks... want to stick it out at 62. We can't afford you anymore.
I don't like it because they let dogs in the restaurants. I don't like that.
Yeah, there is lots of dogs.
I don't think
the
morning
the breakfast place has got dogs in
there.
Don't
have a dog in
there.
Keep the dog outside.
You know what'll bother you? If you ever you've been to Barcelona, right?
I have never been to
Spain. Never been to Barcelona. They got dogs, you know, they great place, wonderful, except they got dogs pooping all over the place.
That's
they
bad.
Just
That's
walk
a bad
down
situation.
They just walk down and poop and they keep going.
Don't they have the plastic bags?
No, not when I went, but now that's a long time ago, 92. So maybe in the last 20 years or 30 years, they've had plastic bags. But back then, they just crapped all over
that
the place.
That was a hot Olympics, wasn't it?
Ooh, yeah, it was a little toasty. Yeah. I lost 25 pounds in 3 weeks because of eating there. Luckily, I put her back on in about
a
month and a half, 6 weeks. It was a sweat-a-thon, and we'd work till 3 in the morning and then get a slice of pizza and go back and sleep for an hour before we went back the other day. So we had, that was the worst living conditions I've ever had at the Olympics, including the insane asylum in Australia,
right.
which was the converted Australia assignment.
Sane asylum
with creepy things crawling on the floor.
And everything in Australia can kill you, every bug.
Yeah, plus they're funny looking. Yep. They're not
normal, are they?
No, they're not.
It's not a mosquito.
They're on the ground and they're... And then I had...
Is a mosquito, it's the size of a football.
I had an 80-year-old Finlander who was next door.
Yeah.
And we shared a bathroom in the insane asylum. You know, you could lock it from your side, you know, the other side. This guy never hit the toilet once.
Really?
When he was urinating.
Yeah.
I think he did when he was doing the other stuff, but there was... Every time.
What do you mean you think he did? You'd remember that.
Yeah, I would remember that. I would remember that. But he was drunk every night. He'd go stumbling in there and then whiz all over the mirrors and everything. He was a very inaccurate
whizzer.
He had
bad aim.
He would not have won the neat urinating contest gold medal. He would have finished last.
And there should have been that medal.
There should have been that, you know. It should have been.
I don't want to be a judge in that contest.
No. Oh, no, you lose. Sorry.
I was going to mention, you know, you brought up the Tim Anderson, Jose Ramirez fight. There was a great side-by-side photo on Twitter, and it says Elvis Andrews needs new friends because he's in the background of that. But he was also in the background when Batista and Rugneto Duer duked it out. The Blue Jays. And so he's in the background of both of those photos.
That was pretty good. I was talking with somebody about Adrian Beltre, you know, and his phobias, you know, like don't touch his head, didn't want people around. He's playing baseball, but he doesn't want people around him.
Right.
And Andrus... somebody was telling me this, that Andrus dedicated his life to, like, driving Adrian Beltre crazy. Even on pop-ups that he knew Beltre was going to caught, he'd run over there and stand right behind, stand right behind him and stuff. Just an agitator, I guess, to drive Beltre crazy. And he'd always be sneaking up and standing behind him in the dugout. He'd get mad that he touched his head. Oh. You know, Adrian was an extremely good fielder. He knew he was going to catch the pop up, but he'd like get behind him. Like
Did you say he's up next year?
Yeah,
Beltre?
He's up next year. Yeah.
Oh, he's a slam dunk.
Oh, yeah. He's one of the five best third basemen that ever lived. And so, yeah, he's a slam dunk.
All right.
Hey, once again, ladies and gentlemen, you got your money's worth.
That's right.
Okay.
We'll see you later.
Bye. This is Ricey, and you've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I recommend that you give Josh a call is simple: trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns, and while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yep, that is more common than you would like to think in the investment business. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad you did, and don't forget to ask him why it is 48 minutes.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Royce is a paid endorser.
When was the last time you heard from your insurance agent? You probably had to call them, right? It's because they don't have any options for you. They only represent one company. They have nothing to call you about. The Canopy Group represents 16 companies, not one. Paul Borchert and Jeff McDonald have an amazing team of 40 pros who work tirelessly to study the insurance marketplace and match you with the best company at the best price. That's why you'll hear from the Canopy Group year in and year out. They have more to offer. The Canopy Group's process not only matches the coverage you need, but they'll also save you a small fortune over time. 83% of Score North listeners like you who inquired with the Canopy Group received better insurance coverage and saved over $800 their first year on home and auto insurance. They will continue to save you money too. Call 800-967-3389 or visit the Canopy Group. 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com.